Welcome back to Business Beat. We are here at the WICN beautiful studios, and I am Erin Hayes. This is David Ginsberg.
Hello, everybody. And we are with our guest for this episode. Say hello to Christy Rucci from Elizabeth Grady.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You are one of our neighbors. You're just down the street.
I am, right on Front Street, one of the new developments down there, attached to the beautiful 145 Front Street apartments, and one of five retailers right there in that area.
Oh, wonderful. So how long have you been there?
So we officially opened about 2 years ago this coming April. Mm-hmm. Before that, we were at the Shops at Blackstone Valley in Millbury. And when the lease ran out, I could not get down here fast enough. We actually had expressed interest in the space 2 years before it was even ready. So we knew we were coming down here.
Was there a desire to get back as you saw downtown gentrifying and being renovated? Or what was the impetus?
I think it was the excitement of all the renovations, for sure, and seeing a lot of hotels go up. I was in the hotel industry before I bought into the Elizabeth Grady franchise, mm-hmm. so I tend to pay attention to wherever new hotels are building. It usually is an indicator that exciting things are coming. What's kind of a cool story about our shop at 145 Front Street is that obviously that's where the old Galleria was, mm-hmm. and back in the day, we're talking 30 years ago probably, there was an Elizabeth Grady right there at the Galleria.
Oh, no way.
Not sure we're exactly in the same spot, but we're close.
Oh,
but we're close.
Sweet.
So it's kind of like look who's back in town kind of a thing with Elizabeth Grady. So we're very, very happy to be here.
In a beautiful new space too. I mean, everything is fresh and clean and brand new.
It's stunning.
Yeah,
it's everything down there is beautiful and worth, you know, coming out and taking a look at for sure.
So can you tell me a little bit about Elizabeth Grady? I'm sure everyone's familiar with the name, but what? Talk to me about the franchise.
Sure. So Elizabeth Grady was founded in 1975, opened its first store on Newbury Street in Boston. At one point, the franchise grew to probably 32, 33 stores. We also have the Elizabeth Grady School of Aesthetics, mm-hmm. and Massage. So you're always very fortunate if you can get one of the graduates, you know, to go through the program and then come work in one of your stores. My business partner, Patricia Altamari, and I also own a second location in Waltham, Mass. It's, you know, Elizabeth Grady is, you know, it's pretty serious skincare. Most of it is derived from the European way of looking at skincare. We've been around for a long time. We've seen a lot of trends come and go. We celebrated our 40th birthday 2 years ago. So, I mean, we've got some roots. In the skincare industry for sure. The franchise is down to about 25 stores, mm-hmm. At this point, but still very strong and moving forward.
What I love about Elizabeth Grady is it's always seemed to be about empowerment. I mean, really just taking the women that work there and the women that come there, the men too. I don't mean to just say women.
But, no, because we do have quite a large male clientele.
Yeah,
we really do.
And you just seem to be a very inclusive business. And I wondered, you know, you said you were in the hotel business first. What inspired you to become part of Elizabeth Grady or to buy into Elizabeth
Grady? Well, I was a customer first. Mm-hmm. I'd been a customer for years. And, you know, I spent over 20 years in corporate sales before buying into the franchise. And most of my career was spent in the hotel industry, which is franchise hotels,
sure.
Your Marriott's, your Hilton's. So I have a pretty good working knowledge of how the franchise world works. I thought it would be, you know, really cool to, you know, to buy into the business. You know, 20 years in corporate sales and corporate America is, you know, it takes its toll. I had kids. I never wanted to miss a baseball game, soccer game, football game. And buying into this franchise, it truly allowed me to do that, to be my own boss, to help, you know, other women who work for us, you know, be able to put food on the table. So those things were all extremely inspiring to me.
I'm curious, what are some of the challenges of being in downtown Worcester as it's still an ongoing redevelopment here? You know, the new hotels have gone up, the new apartments, but we're still, the ballpark is being built. There's still a lot to come. What are some of the challenges that you face in people coming to visit the Elizabeth Grady Salon in downtown Worcester?
There are a lot of challenges, and I do think that all of these challenges have an answer, so I want to, you know, keep super positive about it. Mm-hmm. One of them is I think that there's still a stigma with a lot of people that have not been downtown lately, that this whole renovation of Worcester is nothing more than smoke and mirrors. And when they get down here, they're surprised. So the challenge is, how do we get them to come down here? I think for a lot of years, you know, people have said, it's coming, and it was it really wasn't. You know, it kept getting stalled. And so I think there's still a lot of non-believers. I'm not 100% sure what the answer is, other than just continuing to talk about it and, you know, try to offer us all to promote it the best we can. So I think that's the first one, is really getting people to understand that there are new restaurants and new apartments and new retail. There are some really funky shops out there right now that are worth coming out and taking a look at. So that's the first challenge. The second is parking. I think Central Massachusetts people have had the luxury for a long time of just pulling into a parking lot somewhere, getting out of their car and going into a store. But if you go into Boston, you're going to pay to park. Yeah. You're going to pay a lot to park. Yeah. I mean, you're talking like $3 down here, maybe $6 depending how long you're down here for, versus, you know, going to Quincy Market and you're going to pay $40 to $60 to go into the parking garage. Yeah. There's plenty of parking down here. And if you don't want to be bothered, simply look for the Worcester Common Parking Garage signs. Yep. It's maintained by the city. It's extremely well lit and clean. It's just simple. So I think those are two of the biggest challenges.
For sure. And I think part of it is understanding that downtown is now a destination that not only can you come and get your skincare treatment, but also there's new restaurants. There's the 110 Grill. There's a Ruth's Chris opening a block from you.
Can you believe that? Yeah. That's huge.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the Ruth's Chris, I think, is slated to open in 2021, maybe. I don't know that they're going to get it in 2020. They might, though.
Yeah, it's going to be a big 500-seat restaurant.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. For downtown Worcester, that is another anchor. You know, that's a high-end steakhouse, famous around the country. And again, you don't have to drive to Boston to get your skincare treatment. You don't have to drive to Boston to go have a great meal. You can do all of that here and pay $3 to park while you're doing so.
I know, spend the rest of it on, you know, the steak.
Well, and entertainment. I mean, you've got Hanover's with some of the best shows around. I don't care what anybody says.
Yes. Yeah,
they're great shows over there.
Absolutely.
You've got Mechanics Hall. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that go on
there's
in
a comedy
the Common.
Club up the street.
The Comedy Club, that's right. You've got all these other really quirky little bars. You know, the Beer Garden. You've got, you know, so many other places where you can go and get some craft cocktails and things like that. I mean, this is the place to be. If people haven't come out, they need to come out. You know, it's safe. I have so much respect for the Worcester Police Department. We see guys, we've gotten to know them all, you know, say hi, you know, by name. People that, you know, they're out there making sure that, you know, everything is perfect in the way that it should be in any city. And that's no different than you would see in Boston or Providence. Your police department is out, they're visible, they're on bikes. I've seen them on bicycles. I see them, you know, walking together in
they're
units.
On horseback too.
They're on horseback. Yeah. I've seen them go by my shop. I mean, that's always a fun day. Hey girls, look, the horses are out. But I mean, it's, you know, it's no different than in any other city. It's not like, well, wait a minute, Worcester's got to have people out on the streets because it's not safe. That's how you keep cities safe.
Right.
It doesn't matter where you are.
There's also the great ambassadors. There's an ambassador team on the street that they're cleaning constantly. They're sweeping. If it snows, they're out plowing the sidewalks. In the summer, they're picking up trash. And if there is an issue, they will immediately have microphones. And they'll call the police immediately and have a cop within a minute showing up for any potential problem. It is safe down here. That's a great point.
And there's so much more than just the restaurants and the bars. You've got so many young working professionals right now that, you know, I see them taking the train into Boston every day to go to work. They're living right in downtown. Mm-hmm. You've got them working at, you know, at the hospitals and the Unum building and the Mercantile Center. Then you've got all the college students walking around, you know, over at the Pharmacy College and Becker and, you know, all these other things. So there that's our other challenge is how do we get those folks that are living and working right here in downtown to come out and visit those of us that have invested a lot of money into the beautification of downtown Worcester. Yeah. You know, that's really what we need, is to have all those folks come out and give everybody a try. You know, they're going to pick their favorites, and that's okay. You know, not everything is for everyone, but we need to get everyone to come out and just give it a shot.
100%, and including Arts Worcester, our neighbor right down the hall here.
That's
Arts Worcester was just designated one of the top 10 art destinations in the country.
Do you know, I'm ashamed. I didn't even know that was there until I came to a meeting here last week. I am stunned at how cool that place is.
It's a beautiful space. They just moved here in September, right?
Or
just
they moved in late last spring, I believe.
Late last spring,
Arts Worcester is the WICN former offices. They gutted it, and it's a beautiful, if you haven't been down there to see it yet, it is a gorgeous facility, two galleries there. And there's another gallery on the third floor of this building. So we're in the printer's building, which has been fully renovated. And there's another gallery up there as well.
We're going to take a little second out of this interview to talk about why local radio is so important and what makes a station like WICN so important to a place like Worcester. Radio is an oasis for a community. one of the oldest technologies that exists is actually radio. And it's something that your grandparents and great-grandparents listened to. It's what brought them together. And it's wonderful that in this day and age, this is still a tool that a community can use to stay connected. What's great about the programming here at this station is that they have the full gamut of music with the full gamut of topics with DJs from all over that bring real expertise to it. And they also reach out to the community and become part of the events that go on. In the case of Arts Worcester, they're directly involved with some of the events that are happening, and you'll see more involvement going forward. So you need to get involved with WICN, and you should tell WICN what you're interested in so they can promote you. That's what it's for. It's really rare to have a pulpit like this or a soapbox like this or a place to speak from. And that's what makes this station so wonderful. And it's something that as we go forward becomes more rare, and it needs to be treasured by this community. So the fact that we're here talking to business leaders about what they're doing and sharing this information with you, you can be doing this too. And now back to our interview.
The amount of culture that's downtown, if you're living here, working here, that it's not just the bars and restaurants, there's art galleries, there's the theater, there's so much that you can do here culturally. We're going to have a minor league baseball team in a year. It's, you know, if you haven't spent time here, you're still skeptical about it, come take a visit, come take a walk around.
I mean, every week we speak with business leaders in the Worcester area, and the Renaissance has come. I mean, you're right. I mean,
it's here.
People do need to just open their hearts to that and know that it's not going to be broken again.
Because
the people of Worcester have had their hearts broken. But it has come. It's not going to now shrink away. It's only going to get bigger. Because as you said, I mean, the park is getting built.
Yep.
It's coming. So it's just going to get bigger. And what's cooler than being on the ground floor what's cool?
Every time I turn around, there's another business that's opening.
Yeah.
That just shocks and it makes me so happy. You know, it's not one of those things, you know, for those of us downtown that we're already here. We were here a little bit before our time. Our first year was very quiet and very painful. But I knew that we needed to get in on the ground floor. I believe in downtown Worcester that much that I knew it was the right place for us to be in. But you know, there's so much more coming. And as a business owner, you get excited at that because it isn't one or two businesses down here is not going to make all of this work. It's more and more, you know, events and road races and the common being open with skating.
Yep.
You know what would help me, I'm sure you guys know a lot more about this than I do, and maybe it would help some other people come out, is what are some of the best sites for people to check out? What events are down here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen like Mass Live will come into my Facebook news feed, but I'm wondering what else, you know, I'm hoping people are watching right now going, wow, I love what they're saying. How do I find out more? So maybe we can help them find out more.
Yeah. So there are a couple sites off the top of my head. One is Discover Central Massachusetts. It's
okay.
A great site. There's a site called the016.com that is hyper-focused on Worcester and Central Mass news, links, everything that's going on. It is an email every day. I get the daily update that has 5 things you need to know about Worcester today.
Oh.
And it's a great way to stay informed of whether it's the Arts Worcester getting nominated as an arts destination, new shows coming to town, new developments. There's been a ton of buildings sold downtown in the last couple of weeks, including the tower across the street. The Bull Mansion was just sold. All of that is tracked, and here's what's going to be coming with that as part of it.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing is for people to figure out how and what is down here. And there's a lot, and there's only more coming.
That's right.
And all within walking distance of each other.
One of the things, we had talked to Josh Croak a few weeks ago, and he was saying one of the problems that he helped to solve was people's perception that Worcester's not a walkable city. And, you know, I'm just sort of saying that, wondering what, you know, maybe there's a conversation we should have there. I mean, bring him into this conversation about
how cool would that be as a show to just do a video like, you know, walking around of downtown or something like that.
Just to show people
how easy it is.
Yeah.
And that came out of a conversation about the Powwow Worcester, which is another art festival that happens every summer, where there's these giant, beautiful murals painted on buildings all across downtown and from our end of Main Street all the way to the other end of Main Street. It's not that far. It's a 10-minute walk, but there's a ton to see within that. And it does, to the point Aaron's making, it's a misperception that Worcester's not a walkable city. It's a very walkable city.
The sidewalks are everywhere. There isn't a spot that I know of that's not connected.
And they're nice and wide.
That's true.
It's not like Boston. You're not crowded in.
Yep.
But it is, it's just as walkable as Boston. And now that you have all these little places that connect you from one spot to another.
Cute little coffee shops and little places to grab lunch. And
I mean, I love walking down Portland Street. I ended up parking a little bit farther away, and it's just every single, I mean, you just walk and you see, oh, there's a cute store, or there's a cute store. I found like six coffee shops that I'm going to go visit after this.
And there are some really cute little retailers down here too. You'll probably know the name of the shop more than me. It's an upscale consignment shop is right in this area somewhere. You've got places over at the Birch Tree, Birch Tree Bread. There's a lot of little shops over there.
The Worcester Food Market's opening next week.
That's right. Great. Yep. And then there's all the outdoor things that are going on, you know, like that little farmer's market that happens over in front of the common. And then you've got the skating, you know, the skating that's open. I mean, that's really cool. You know, there's been food trucks down here.
Yeah.
You get some food truck activity down here. You know, there's been musicians that have been out and about over by Mercantile over on their big, that big area over there, that big pavilion, I guess is what you'd call it. It's not really a pavilion. It's more like a
street frontage.
There you go. We'll go with that. But yeah, I mean, there's just a lot going on and only more to come.
That's right. We have a pop-up shop around the corner.
That's right.
On Franklin Street.
Yep.
So we're just going to take a moment to get into some of the detail about the studio that we're in, Studio 50 at WICN. Studio 50 is located at WICN Public Radio at 50 Portland Street in Worcester, in the heart of the artistically emerging Grid and Theater District, and is now open for business. Full digital recording studio with Avid C24 mixing board and Pro Tools, 24-hour access, acoustic grand piano, and state-of-the-art acoustically engineered live room that can be used for performance or recording. This exciting location resides inside WICN Public Radio, taking you from conception to broadcast possibilities. Producers, engineers, coaches are all on staff. Recording training is available. Take your next project to Studio 50 and be inspired. All right, well, now back to our interview.
So your clients that you do have come in, are they just familiar with Elizabeth Grady? Were they with you before? How did they find you?
So many of our customers from up in Millbury didn't follow us. And I think it was because everything we've just talked about for the last 10 minutes, you know, this misconception of the city of Worcester. So for us, the folks that have come out have been wonderful. We've survived the last couple of years by word of mouth. We've survived because we are the best at what we do. I mean, we're fantastic from facials to waxing, massage, anti-aging, microdermabrasion. Everything we do is topical. That's not to take away from, you know, plastic surgery or injections or whatever. Actually, we are a fabulous addition to somebody that's doing those kinds of things. I mean, it's a compliment to be able to do, you know, those kinds of things, injections, and then, you know, have topical treatments that keep things fresh. But we've been around for a long time, not by accident. I mean, we're very good at what we do. Our products are the highest of quality. Our estheticians are unbelievably trained. So we've, you know, we're great at what we do, which is why people talk about us. But, you know, I've also had, you know, had the fortune of meeting nice people like you. And I've tried to get out and meet more and more people downtown. And that's, you know, that's the next challenge is, you know, another challenge for us to talk about is how do we get all of us together at this point? You know, we've got to present somebody, I think it was you that said it before, present ourselves as a destination area. And that is what we are. So the restaurants need to talk to the retailers who need to talk to the theater district, who, you know, so that we together we present a united front, and we're not just 50 different individuals trying to accomplish the same goal.
You need to support each other.
Exactly. So that's part of it.
We used to, Media Boss, we used to run a social media boot camp as part of Retailers of Massachusetts. And one of the things that we told small businesses, because it was aimed all at small businesses, was that it's Main Street, you aren't competing with your neighbor anymore. And this is something, we were talking about social media, but it's true in Worcester too. Those are not your competitors, they are your friends. And in order to become stronger and to have a bigger presence, you're absolutely right. You need to start making those connections and all support one another. Whether it's like a block party or, and I'm just throwing that, it's a silly thing to say, but something along those lines.
Well, I mean, because the fact of the matter is that you're not always going to go to the same restaurant every week. You're going to want to try something else. So the key is to keep people downtown.
Exactly.
You know, try this one, then try this one, then try, and then you can pick your favorite from there. But like I said before too, is not everybody's favorite is going to be the same.
Yeah.
You know, what you like is not necessarily, you know, going to be my favorite. So the opportunity to have the choices and keep people in Worcester versus going to Providence or Boston or whatever it is. And we've got that right now. I mean, there are a lot of choices down here for food.
There are. And something you alluded to earlier that I think is important is that there is still a stigma attached about to some people that haven't been downtown in a long time. They go, oh, it's sketchy. It's not. And then that first time they come downtown, they see how much has changed. They see the new developments, all the new restaurants and shops and things we've talked, and the beautification of the downtown itself. The commons have been rejuvenated, new sidewalks, new streets. You go, now it becomes, there's no big deal to come downtown anymore and make it a regular part of your going out in your social life.
You just said something we should touch on is the new streets. That is something I hear a lot for pushback from people. Oh, it's this so much traffic and there's so much congestion. There isn't.
Right.
You know, the way that the city streets have been reworked, not to mention the fact that there are more streets down here.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I was a kid. I used to come down here on the bus from West Boylston to the Galleria. Exactly.
Yeah, the
and it was
the,
you know, I had my babysitting money.
Street.
I loved it. Yes. Yes. And I would have my babysitting money and it was burning a hole in my pocket and I couldn't wait to hurry up and spend it. But I mean, back then I think that the traffic pattern was much different and you know, you could kind of get stuck down here, but you don't now. I mean, everything flows so nicely. I mean, I'm right on Front Street, so I watch the traffic coming and going. Yeah. Nothing's backed up.
There are
no backups. I mean, it's so easy to get in and out of this city now. It's silly.
As a non-Worcester native, when did they begin reworking these streets? I mean, I would love this
to happen. 5-6 years ago, I think. A little bit more than that. It was when they announced that they were going to build the Unum Insurance Building and then the Cancer Center as part of St. Vincent's Hospital. Then they had Front Street had been closed off. The old Galleria was at the end of that. When the old Galleria came down, they opened up that street again, so it connected to where Union Station is, which has been redeveloped. So it's all happened in the last 7 or 8 years, I would say.
So it's one more reason why the Renaissance is here to stay. I mean, if a city is willing to invest in the infrastructure, they know something else is happening. I mean, just reiterating again for people who have not been out downtown Worcester.
They're continuing to invest.
Right.
I mean, it's not like we saw, oh, we've done this, so we're done. That's great.
Yeah.
They just keep going and going and going. And there are so many other areas that they're looking at, you know, hitting next and renovating next. I mean, this is really exciting time to live in Central Mass and have all of this right here at your fingertips. And there's a lot of independent business down here too. I think that's the other thing, you know, that and one of the reasons why, you know, not to take away from the shops at Blackstone, it was a great home to us for almost 5 years. But there are a lot of chains up there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are a lot of, you know, maybe smaller chains, but also a lot of independents down here as well, which makes it very exciting. You know, to have the opportunity to support, you know, small business. And the other part of it, too, is some people will say, oh, well, wait a minute, Elizabeth Grady, there's 26 stores. Well, of those 26 stores, over half of them are run by people like me.
Right.
I'm just
a
small person. I'm just one person trying to make a couple of businesses work. I know the same about Scott at the Protein House. You know, he's one guy who bought into a franchise and, you know, has another one in Marlboro. We are employing the people that live and work down here. I mean, we are part of a franchise, but truly we are small business as well because we own our own places.
Right.
So,
and that's a good point. I mean, you're employing the people who live in this city, in this area. And that's, you know, something that we can't forget as people complain about employment rates or opportunities. It's people like you and people like the Protein House that are continuing to keep that employment up.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, so. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit, you're a serial entrepreneur, you have, and we've talked before the show, you have other business outside of this. Some of the challenges being female-owned businesses, because there's still some stigma attached there, and it can be a challenge that men may not face in running a business. So can you talk about that a little bit and some of the hurdles you've had to overcome as a business owner?
That's a tough question. I think...
Welcome to 60 Minutes.
Yeah, right? I think I'm not so sure that the challenges for me have been so much gender-based. I know they exist. I'm sure they exist. I will tell you one of the reasons I left corporate America was being a mother and wanting to, you know, go to games or you have a sick kid or whatever it is. I think for me, being a female professional in that forum was difficult and not something I was willing to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm only going to have my kids for so long and I'm not going to miss games. And my daughter's going off to play college soccer.
Wow.
And, you know, it was only a very small percentage of kids actually get to do that. And I didn't miss any of her games. And I love
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
And there have been sacrifices that I've made becoming a female business owner, being that, you know, you probably make less money when you own your own business than when you get a paycheck from somebody else. I think just challenges in general of being a small business owner are, you know, some people make it easier for you and some don't. Now, the city of Worcester was great. The city of Worcester really, really helped us, build our business. They helped us with some of the build out costs. We were very, very fortunate as female business owners to get some grant money, mm-hmm. which I cannot tell you, just Peter Dunn at City Hall was wonderful in helping us to get access to some of those things. But small business ownership in general is tough, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm in I think it's a necessity skincare, yes. but not everybody shares my enthusiasm with that. You know, a lot of other people think it's luxury. Mm-hmm. You know, going to the gym is a necessity, but maybe, you know, taking care of the outer shell, you know, some people don't, you know, view right. that as important. So, you know, the economy changes, my business changes. Sure. You know, there's, you know, if somebody has lost their job, I'm the first thing that gets cut. So mm-hmm. that's been a super big challenge for us, the type of business I'm in, which, you know, sometimes, you know, is looked at as a necessity. Now, people that grow a unibrow, they consider me a necessity, which is a good thing. So we love those customers. But you know, it's been a great run for us. You know, we've had some, you know, in both of our stores, Waltham, Worcester, Millbury, we've had some good years. We've had some super challenging years, but I have a very strong female business partner. I mentioned before, her name is Patricia Altamari. Mm-hmm. Her family's very well known in downtown Worcester. They're, you know, the lawyers in the relationship here. But she's also a very strong female presence in my life. As we met on the baseball field Aww. When our kids were little, our Nice. Boys were little, and we formed a great friendship. And here we are in a business partnership. This is almost, I think, our sixth year.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's been an interesting road. It's been an interesting road.
It sure is, and it sounds like there's a lot more to come.
I think that business is just going to continue to increase more and more and more.
Yeah.
I think we've only tipped, you know, mm-hmm. this is the tip of the iceberg, and those of us, you know, we just need to be strong and hunker down, and I think more people are coming. We just have to get the word out.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably, I mean, you should probably just get ready. Everyone's going to be down there probably tomorrow. I mean,
Valentine's Day is coming, yeah. guys. Yeah. This is your cue. You need to come and buy gift certificates for your girlfriends, your wives, your sisters, your mothers, you know.
Yeah. Don't do the CVS shuffle today.
Do not. I promise you, they don't want chocolate. They don't want flowers that are going to die the next day. Come down and get them a gift certificate for self-care, because yes. that really is what Elizabeth Grady is all about.
Yeah.
It's self-care, relaxation, and guys, come in and buy one for yourself too.
That's right. You mentioned this earlier, that guys are coming in more and more, and
they really
as
are.
You should. I mean, guys, don't be so caught up in the yeah. you know, in the myths of skincare. Take good care of yourself. This is the face you're presenting to the world.
Well, when you're you know, you go to the gym and you look great, but your skin makes you look 20 years older than
yeah.
you really are.
That's
kind of counterproductive. So
yep.
you know, it
yeah.
matters. So
for sure.
I had a younger girl the other day. I just have to say, I do the microdermabrasion mm-hmm. at our shop, and I told them that I had just celebrated my 50th birthday. And she walked over to me and she said, "You're 50." She goes, "Okay, that's all I need to know. I'm coming in."
Oh.
And I was like, "Okay, we can
awesome.
Help you with that." So, women out there, guys out there, there's things we can do very cost effective. I mean, treatments less than $100 that
wow.
you know take years off
wow.
off your skin.
Right.
So,
well, I'll be down there in about 90 minutes. So.
We have an opening.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. We really appreciate you coming into the...
No, I had a great time. Thanks for inviting me down here.
Oh, you're very
well. And just to everybody out there, please come out and support Worcester. It is amazing what's happening down here.
Absolutely. How do they get in touch with you?
We are at, they can find me on Facebook at Elizabeth Grady Worcester.
Okay.
Or they can call us 508-865-8080.
Sounds great.
Great. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.